Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, rolling into the happier happy hour. And I'm happy because my little buddy Dominic can hear me now. You can't hear me now, right, Dom?
I got you, man. Can you hear me, Crudy? Good to see you, man. I had a quick run to the car and get my headphones from traveling on Friday. But I am back and ready to roll. Good to see you, Fancy Brian Evan on the board, our fair audience. Welcome back, everybody.
I guess you and I on Friday did a bit of an abbreviated Devil's Radio, Devil's Half Kit, and then Monday, no live show. I apologize. Unforeseen funeral.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Gave me an opportunity to talk to Runks and his brother, and they're both Trumpsters. And anyways, you know,
no, he's the guy you did the show with, man. And
Sports
back
Talk
in,
Live,
in
what do you got for
Sports Talk Live?
He was originally a better version of you.
Impossible. I don't believe it for a minute. No way.
Well, here's what he was. You know, I actually took the sports talk very seriously back then. You know, hard to believe. I always took myself fairly seriously. And then you'd get a crackpot caller. You'd get a CJ sort. And Brad was good for CJs. Maybe because Brad is half a CJ. I figured out Brad's half a Trumpster. But what I mean by that, you know, you'd have a guy, what can you tell me about the bass fishing and crivets? You know, something like that. And Brad would, you know, he'd go hook,
he'd
line, and sinker. He'd jump in the canoe and go off the bass fishing crivets with the respective caller. And I would just, you know, I would just let him take those calls. Like I allow you to talk to a few of the isolated callers that, you know, I'm less social with. Yeah. At 844-967-2789. If you note, I never, you know, actually speak to you. I always make Dom do it. That'd mean you're on the bass fishing and crivets list.
I take all the calls.
Lightly screen. Evan's here with me. Fancy Brian on the board in the Shaw. And you could be on the lines. Dial us up. Once again, 844-96-PARTY. Mask mandates, they're all done. Pandemic's over. Nothing
to
see here.
Good to know.
Moose out front should have told you. I was driving back from this funeral yesterday, and flipping radio stations. You know, thank God no one was in the car with me, because, you know, I just drive people nuts. Because I wanted to hear St. Louis stations. I want to hear Chicago stations, Wisconsin stations. Yeah, I'm catching them all. Whatever I can hear, I'm looking for them. I'm finding them. And the mask mandate, the termination of the mask mandate by a Trump-appointed jurist, 33, according to the American Bar Association, not qualified.
33 years old,
never tried
not qualified.
A case. And she's on the federal court for life, forever.
Yeah, so what's the problem?
Well, she decided to throw out the mask mandate predicated on a 1942-era dictionary definition of what the word sanitation means. And she found one that meant, like, wearing masks and, you know, gowns and things of that nature. And she found another one that it meant cleaning up. So she opted for the prior and threw out the mask mandate. That was her legal theory. Depends on what the definition of sanitation is.
It depends on what the definition of is.
Well, that's basically the legal conclusion she arrived at. And I'm not a legal scholar, but I play one on the radio, Dom. Seems a little sketch.
I'm not clear on who the plaintiffs were and on how this whole thing went down. Any sense of appeal on this? I mean, certainly, I mean, if there were concerns about it, if this was brought forth by the Biden administration or whatever the case is, Do you think, would you like to see some other judge perhaps take a look at this ruling?
Or a panel of judge just slap down Judge Mizell, I think's her name, M-I-Z-E-L-L, something like that. Sure, I would like to see another ruling on this because I'm not clear that we're done with pandemics. Know what I mean?
So well, we're not done with this pandemic. I mean, we got 37,000 cases. I'm on the CDC website right now. 37,000 new cases per day. Deaths are down to 389 a day, and new admissions to hospitals at about 1,500 a day.
So we have 400 Americans dying 365 approximately from coronavirus. And that's way down, actually.
Yes.
But in the current sense, there may be, you know, I haven't worn a mask in a public space in a while now. And there may be less urgency to wear a mask. But here's what's going to happen. You know, it's not enough just to say, I don't have to wear a mask anymore. Because you know that's how all these people that have been claiming, a guy like Tony Evers is tyrannical, and Joe Biden, you know, suck it, Joe Biden, let's go, Brandon. Why? Because they ask you to wear a mask in public. So you know those people aren't going to wear masks, right? But what about the people that choose to wear a mask? I'd love to hear from the audience, 844-967-2789. Some are immunocompromised, or know people that are, or are caregivers for people that are. Some of our friends are going to continue to wear masks. They're going to avoid public. Hell, man, I've been going to this grocery store here off University Avenue in Madison. I've noticed the percentage of people wearing masks has gone way up as people like Nancy Pelosi have contracted COVID, and a number of other, especially political people, have contracted COVID. I think the Gridiron Dinner was something of a super spreader event.
Yeah.
But so is half the planes to Cancun. So are half the domestic air flights. You're trapped on an airplane. I know they've got really good filtration systems. Unless the guy next to you is coughing on you. And you know, as I'm sitting with the Kunkel boys, the Runkel boys yesterday, as I'm, you know, giving them my political point of view. And, you know, even Craig readily admitted, well, you're obviously better informed than us. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Try reading a paper, my friend. Don't take it from some Brady Whitey talker's perspective on the radio, because that's clearly where they got many of these talking points from. But as I'm having this animated conversation, you know, I gesticulate. And I was actually trying to eat Qdoba at the time, you know, like a steak salad and taco. And I'm literally, I got, you know, as I'm getting passionate about the conversation.
More animated in your discussion.
So, you know, as I have spit at least three chips on Runkle.
Oh, come on, Brad.
You know, not purposefully, just, you know, I see food flying out. I said, wouldn't it be nice if I was wearing a mask right now?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it from this point of view. How many times have you ducked morsels of food flying out of my mouth just over this luncheon? So we're sitting pretty close here. You think my breath's getting that far? You can smell it, can't you? Be nice if I was wearing a mask, wouldn't it?
Well, if you wore a mask, you wouldn't wear your meal half the time. So, you know, there's always that for you. But it is, listen, I'm not clear.
You see my point? I literally had food particles, and I wasn't trying to be gross. I wasn't trying to gross up my friends. But it was happening through the passion and, you know, my inability to eat and talk and gesticulate all at the same time. I cannot walk and chew gum, or Qdoba, as the case may be.
I think to your earlier point of those people who would, you know, choose to continue to wear a mask. And I don't know, you know, when I went down to Florida a couple of weeks ago, and a mask at the time were still required. And of course I wore one, but you know, being stuck in a tube at, you know, 30,000 feet is kind of gross anyway. So I don't know if I'll go back to traveling on an airplane and not wearing a mask. Now, I guess my question is how will the megas react to, you know,
other
individuals exercising their individual right and whatever to go ahead and wear the mask? Are they going to get mocked? Are they going to get, you know, get harassed, get trolled, whatever the case is? And I would say, suggest that's probably, you know, going to be a case for a small percentage of the megas out there.
Well,
but generally
small
speaking,
percentage. Dom, I'm sorry to interrupt you, my friend, but let's not forget Tucker Carlson on his show said if you see kids walking around with masks, go confront the parents. That's child abuse. I mean, that's the most watched host in cable news on Fox News telling people to go out and confront other people, strangers in the community, because they would choose to wear a mask or have their children do so, and that must be child abuse. So you think there might be a few isolated incidents?
I think it is, it's overblown. I don't think it is going to, those that will continue to do it will have some, perhaps a small percentage. I don't think that they're going to get harassed to the degree of the Tucker Carlsons. I don't think people are that much into it. It's an individual choice. And if that's what they choose to do, that's what they choose to do. I think people will eventually move on. If you are right and it becomes an issue more than I think it will be, it certainly goes to the core of what the MAGAs and the Republicans are really down. It's not about their individual rights at that point. It is about them forcing their thought process upon to you. And that is ultimately where a lot of these folks are. So maybe in that sense, maybe you are right.
It's a little closer to the truth at last telling. 844-967-2789. Join the party, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, quickly, early in the show, when you were talking about your friends you hooked up with in an unfortunate way, you know, and they were talking about family values, one of their big things.
Yes.
I'm sorry. That's where I want to...
What does that mean, really? Even?
Well, it was the breakdown of the American family, but I'm not clear how you legislate family values, right? Well, it's about changing images and changing messages. I said, how about the time
supposedly going to project it? Trump? Look, I really love the Sherrod Brown thing. I'm down with Sherrod Brown big time, like Matt Rothschild. I mean, that when he said that was a tape measure walk-off home run. But one other thing.
Kind of like Yelich last night?
Boom.
Yeah, you should have asked your friends this. What if the Cheeto guy decides he's going to keep the war chest for legal fees and doesn't run? Because he's already starting to look like he's going to do that. What are they going to do then? Are they going to be mad about that?
Nope.
Yes.
No.
Yeah,
they won't care. They won't care.
Of course they're going to care if they don't get a piece of that action. Thanks for the call, Dick. I totally disagree. The Republicans already fuming behind the scenes.
I'm not talking about the Republican Party. I mean the rank and file, the runks of the world. They're not going to care if Trump steals and absconds with the money. That was the expected. Come back with us. Rolling through the happy hour.
You are incredibly safe to go up.
That's up to them.
Anybody here have herpes?
I haven't spoken to the CDC yet.
Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy, happy hour to us all. You can always join us on the phone at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I saw a little bit of news. Tommy Thompson says he's not running for the governor of the great state of Wisconsin.
Good.
Well, I was excited.
I think I told you that. I think you might have been wrong about that one, Crudy, but yes, okay.
Well, one of us is not running. Right. 63% of the time, one of us is right all the time. Tommy not running. Apparently, he polled the family, and the wife and the kids all said no. And I'm like, did that ever stop anybody?
Well, I mean, he's 80 years old now. And I think he's going to value the last few years of his life. Doesn't want to be fighting with the family. So, no, I think I'm glad he's not going to run. I already lost a little respect for the man for even going down to Mar-a-Lago and seeing the Mago Cheeto Jesus. But, let's leave it up to, Clayfish and Ram Jam. Who else is running? Oh, and what, Nicholson?
Nicholson.
I'm like, maybe Scott Walker's going to come back and save the day.
Wanker. You know, I was looking through my Facebook memories over the course of the weekend.
Memories.
And 2018, April came up. Right about this time frame, 4 years ago. Remember what I was doing, Dom?
What's that?
Making an ass of myself running for governor of the great state of Wisconsin. Doing what Tommy Thompson wasn't courageous enough to do. Yeah. Going against the will of the wife and the family and declaring one's candidacy.
Yeah, and then a month later, you went with the along with the wife and the family. Well, so
marriage longevity.
At, at least Tommy Townsend saved himself 30 days of grief.
He did. I did not. 844-967-2789. One other note I took today. TheHill.com reporting Joe Biden, he's in it to win it. He's running for re-election. He told Barack Obama that. So it's going to require a little courage on your part, Dom. Should Biden run again?
Be courageous. I'm not voting for any Republicans. So whoever the Dem nominee is, that's who I'm voting for. But no, I don't think he should. I don't know. But the concern that I have is, you know, who's on the bench? Who's going to step up if it wasn't him? And it's one thing to say that now.
It's an entirely different thing.
I mean, you don't know. Oh, come on, man.
Biden, you just went to a funeral for a guy
who's like 50 years old, dude. I mean, health things can come up. And Trump's been already, you know, projecting that he won't run, quote unquote, because you never know what's going to happen with health. While I think he's projecting and won't run, Trump won't run. I think that is a natural concern for someone like Biden of his age. And, you know, it's a stressful job, and he won't be the same guy a year from now that he is today. So I appreciate his intent. But if it's not Biden, my question to you, back to you, Crudy, who is it?
Well, let me finish the sentence I was trying to spout there for a second. Biden thinks Biden's the only guy that can beat Trump. Now, I would disagree with that assessment. And I got a couple of future presidential candidates, but I would disagree with you. I actually think the incumbent should run for re-election, barring some significant health decline. I think that Joe Biden absolutely should run for re-election. And you know, I'm a Bernie guy. Love to know what the audience thinks on this topic. 844-967-2789. But I think, of course, Joe should run for re-election. Ain't gonna go down in history as a H.W. Carter, you know, no, you go for two terms, you go for the gusto. If you think you were good enough the first time, your ego, after being called Mr. President for the last 4 years, is absolutely going to lead you to the conclusion you're America's only best hope.
Yeah, being 79, Trump. So 77 versus, you know, 81, you're going to wrap up at 85. I mean, those are, I don't know. I mean,
would you have the same qualms if it was Bernie?
A little bit, man. A little bit. And I love me some Bernie. I think the age thing concerns me.
Is Bernie slowed down? Have you noticed
any decline in Bernie? I haven't noted a whole lot with Bernie, but I haven't seen him around. I haven't seen a whole lot of statements. I mean, I know he's out there, but I haven't seen Bernie live in quite some time. I think the age, it's a real barrier, man. And it's one thing to say it now. It's another thing to, you know, go through with it and go through the grueling. I guess how grueling is it going to be if the Republicans don't show up for presidential debates? You know, what do you really got to do? But I think it is something at that point, at that age, it becomes much more of a concern.
So you heard it here first. Dom is ageist. 844-967-2789.
You know, the funny thing is, I get less ages the older I get.
Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Yeah, you decided to clear the field, you know, the last summer when you ran for governor, and, you know, that like Ella Walker.
I couldn't even talk Josh Pate out of running, man.
Yeah, it's I heard today, first I heard on the Devil's station that
some people say I kept now ambassador to Luxembourg Tom Barrett from climbing in the race, some people say.
I find it amazing that Ron Johnson is actually siding on with the Republican platform, apparently it's going to be is to get rid of Social Security and raise taxes on the guys down at our end of the economic spectrum.
Are you talking about the Rick Scott platform? I mean,
the Rick Scott platform, and Ron Johnson actually came out and said he's in favor of that. Well, how are they going to replace Social Security? I mean, that there's going to be a lot of people, protesters and walkers, coming out and shaking their walkers and others as well that collect Social Security.
Oh, Mark, it'll be a repeal and replace, and they'll come out with a plan in like 2 weeks. Trust me. 2 weeks. They'll come out with a great plan.
Right.
Great plan.
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous. And for family values, ask them what they think about Donald Trump Jr. 5 children at home cheating on the wife and then taking up now with Kimberly Guilfoyle. What kind of family values is that? Ask your friends about that. I mean, that it's a there's a lot of, you know, that there's a lot of Democrats that they don't consider family value Democrats that don't pull that kind of nonsense.
Appreciate your call, Mark. You are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the happy hour. I got Fancy Brian in the Shaw. I got Dom in an undisclosed bunker location behind a bar somewhere. I'm here in the world headquarters with Evan in Madison. And you can join us on the phones. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates. Want to talk about tan testicles next, perhaps, though.
What?
I did what I came to do.
He is too old.
That's up to them.
Come. 60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling through the Tuesday happy hour. I like to
sure
think of
Tuesday?
This as, well, you know what I was thinking? It's 4:20 Eve. I
it
like
is.
To be proactive.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be fun. Enjoy 420 tomorrow, baby.
Well, tomorrow at 420, you can join me at Knuckleheads on State Street. I'm going to do a live hit on State Street, Madison, Wisconsin, one of our fine sponsors. 420, sort of a circle the calendar kind of day around here. So if you need your party supplies, go to Knuckleheads, State Street. Come see Crudy. Tell him the devil sent you. Crudy sent you. The Devil's Advocate sent you. Somebody sent you. You're there because Crudy said
maybe
it's 420.
He's
and you
up
need
on
to
the
be
420
there.
Meds, man.
Also on the big show tomorrow, I got U.S. Congressman Mark Pocan, my congressman.
Oh, nice.
Not joining me at the 420.
No. Okay, but, all right.
I'll be 420 in at 420 tomorrow. State Street, Knuckleheads, 520 State Street on 420 at 420.
So confused
tomorrow.
Right now.
That's tomorrow,
420.
The other part that is a little confusing, by the way, breaking news. We talked about the mask mandate. The Justice Department said it will appeal the Trump court ruling striking down the mask mandate. I think it's prudent for them to do so, even though we may be between waves of the current pandemic. You need that power. You need that arrow in the quiver. If we get another Delta variant coming
well,
down
I mean,
the pike.
And regardless, I mean, if you get a stupid, crappy ruling, you should always appeal stupid, crappy rulings. You don't want that stand as precedent. You know what I'm saying? And if a, you know, a three-judge panel comes back and says, yes, this was the right thing, well, then at least it has a little more weight to it than, you know, some 33-year-old Trump
a three-judge panel is not going to get a 1942 dictionary out and choose between two definitions of sanitation. I really can't see that's the determinant factor. I mean, it seems like sketchy legal practice. Just saying. And it's not the defining of a word. You know, words matter. We talk about that. But if you could literally use the mask as one of the definitions and you say, no, I prefer the other one, and therefore I got to undo the mask mandate, I'm going to choose the narrower, just to clean it up version of sanitation, not
the mask version. The partisan judges will come out with their decision and justify it however they want. I mean, it's almost irrelevant. And was there any clue? What do you think is going to happen when the U.S. Supreme Court tries to go after Roe v. Wade? What is precedent going to matter at that point?
I think it's called stare decisis. It's not going to matter. Precedent, it doesn't matter now because they continuously overturn prior precedent of the court. This court is terrible. Roberts has lost this court. I mean, it'd be one thing to do restrained rulings that might still have, you know, kind of have a partisan bent, but they reach the conclusions in a restrained way. They just don't throw out the prior precedent of the court. Oh, no, not this 6-3 court.
Hey, I heard Jenny's husband is back on the court. So, you know, that should be good.
Clarence?
Out of the hospital and cleared, ready to work.
Oh, I heard he's been tanning.
Tanning the testicles, huh?
Did you see that? Did you see?
No, I did not. I purposely avoid all things Tucker.
Tucker Carlson did a show about masculinity. And now, he's claiming,
if I may, right off the bat, Tucker Carlson doing a show about masculinity is like me holding a camp on how to dunk a basketball. Give me a break, dude.
No, more appropriate than you might think, because Tucker's claim is there's a massive drop in American male testosterone levels. And apparently it's because, you know, the bra mentality is being stymied. And the only thing that's going to return America to its once masculine greatness is tanning up the testicles.
Are you telling me that the bro sesh, the bro, that attitude, the male dominant, the attitude, that's is what drives the testosterone? I would actually counter that, thinking, no, that's why they act like that, because they're trying to overcompensate for the lack of actual testosterone.
That's just a saying. Lot of nuts.
It's a lot of nuts.
I've heard it speculated, and I don't want to go deeply there, but the pre-World War II Germans put a lot of weight on male masculinity. And, you know, I'm not going to bring up the H word, because, you know, they say whenever you bring up the H word, you've already lost the argument. I'm just going to say these Republican masculinity-seeking males resemble the pre-World War II Germans.
Well, I am unclear as to the science. I mean, if the science is saying there's been, you know, there's massive tests and comparisons between, for instance, 100 years. Let me finish my thought.
The remedy is tanning your testicles.
Separate from talking about testosterone levels. And I would suggest that if there is such a thing, if we're seeing a worldwide reduction in testosterone levels, you know, what is our diet? What is our environment? What do those things have to do with it versus just, you know, being some jackass at the gym, dropping your weights and doing bro sessions? I mean, guys like that don't even do leg day.
Don't skip leg day.
Never skip leg day.
I haven't done leg day in years.
I did legs today.
Who needs to do legs, man? Just arm curls and bench
presses. That flat ass, Curdy, you need to do some deep squats, maybe some lunges. I'm just saying, man.
I got sexy legs. Back off.
Yeah, from the front.
It just seems small. My ass just seems small in comparison, because I've let the midriff go a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of got a little dad bod thing going on. Yeah. You know,
it's an optical illusion.
I don't know if I told you, but Matt Rothschild was here earlier in the big show, co-devlin with me. Matt said, you've lost weight. I said, no, I haven't. He said, well, I've seen you fatter.
Thanks, Matt.
That's like how men, you know, compliment each other. I've seen you fatter. 844-967-2789. A guy without a ounce to spare on his ass. Pizza Box Mike, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mike.
I got an ounce to spare. I just came back from Colorado.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, 420, you bet. Like every day, because this country sucks. But I'm surprised. You mean Dom isn't out there on the beach tanning his knuckle like everybody else?
I was on the beach recently, Mike, and I actually wore a bathing suit. So, no, it wasn't me, man.
Oh, there it is. He's got his knuckle out. Yeah, what do you know?
But I mean, these are the same kind of guys that try to fire, like, bottle rockets out of their ass. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, this country really does suck. I mean, Biden running again, Pelosi, Schumer, everybody. I'm just so tired of these people. Like, I'm 60, man. They've been doing it their whole lives, and they're older than me.
Right, dude. You're like young compared to them. Pizza Box, who would you like to see run? I mean, I know, but listen, I mean, I'm a Bernie guy, but Bernie's getting up there too. If we take the old guard out, who would you like to see? You know, someone, I don't know, in their 60s maybe?
No, I'm for too far left. Somebody in their 30s or 40s. I mean, I hope Kinzinger runs against Trump, because, you know, at least if he won, you know, we'd probably be better off. But I just took that train all the way down to Denver and back, and I'm going to tell you, riding the Amtrak, it's like riding the large intestine of America. And it's ugly.
So not a fan of the train, or what was the problem exactly? Was it
no,
the ride,
the
or was it the view?
Cool, but if you like, you know, it's kind of like going down the alleys of all the bars in La Crosse after a Friday or Saturday night. It's just a mess, man. I mean, it is really ugly.
It's like going for a jog out in Vegas at like 6 in the morning, man. The sidewalks are cluttered with all the cards.
Well, the train goes like through the back alleys, everything. So it's really kind of not the best view of the country.
Oh, gotcha.
Drive next time. Yeah, I think I might drive.
Driving's not a bad thing, Pizza Box. Appreciate your call. Glad you enjoyed Colorado. Dom, I've been doing a little research.
Yeah, is it your own research, Crudy?
I am researching here on the interwebs, starting with the Google. The question, is male testosterone declining? That's the question I asked of the Google machine. Studies show that men's testosterone levels have been declining for decades. The most prominent, a 2007 study, that seems quite old, in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism revealed a substantial drop in U.S. men's testosterone levels since the 1980s. We're the last generation where they did it right, Tom. We're the last men's men.
A man's man.
Now, is that problematic? I don't. You know,
but I'm not clear what Tucker's point is. Is it that the politics are making people's produce less testosterone? I don't buy that for a minute. I mean, what? No. It is not what you read. It is not what you believe in that makes you more or less higher or lower levels of testosterone. I don't buy that.
Well, here's a related article from Health Magazine. Just going to read briefly. Remember Frank Sinatra's swagger, John Wayne's quiet confidence, and Burt Reynolds' impressive mustache? They were icons of masculinity for a lot of people, and many folks today point to those icons when bemoaning a perceived loss of masculinity in our society. Well, that, and they point towards the tan testicles. While Frank Sinatra had a violent temper, John Wayne was a racist, and Burt Reynolds was a womanizer, and they all drank way too much. Not compared to Wisconsinites, but I read on. Our values have changed more than the storied qualities of manliness. Despite this, there is something to the argument that men used to be more manly back in the day. I know you were dumb.
What does that mean? If you're more racist, okay, if you're rude, if you're an ass, that makes you manly?
A study, a large sample of American men, found that the average testosterone level has been dropping by as much as 1% per year. If you live to be 100, you're going to be at 0%, apparently. Testosterone levels lower naturally with age, but the study found that a 65-year-old man in 1987 had about 17% more testosterone than a 65-year-old man in 2014. And it wasn't just limited to Americans either. A Danish study found similar results. So what do you think's causing it, Dom? How bad is this?
Environmental degradation, consumption of plastics and microplastics. I mean, those kinds of things, I think, are more in tune to some reason as to why, you know, testosterone levels may have been decreasing. But, you know, you can measure testosterone levels. You can, these are things that you can do a study on. But, you know, what is masculine? What is manly? Those are subjective terms. And if you think, you know, someone like Wayne, who was going to, beat up somebody at the Oscars, is your definition, well, I'm not clear that I would agree with you. If you look at the dictionary, having qualities or appearance traditionally, quote unquote, we'll say associated with men. Well, if men all of a sudden start wearing dresses, right? We start wearing dresses like women do. Well, then after a while, that will be associated with men, if you believe the definition. So the concept of masculine and manly are subjective. Levels of testosterone,
well, I would say that
are
muscle,
very specific and scientific.
Yeah, but there are some qualifiers there, Dom. I would say that men, you know, masculinity usually equals muscle mass, right?
No! What? I mean, John Wayne? I mean, you see how, I mean, these old guys, they pulled their shorts up to their chest. Right? I mean, come on, man. These were not muscular. These were not The Rock or Arnold Schwarzenegger. Those were muscular men. These old movie guys, I mean, Burt Reynolds. I don't know if Burt Reynolds ever lifted a weight in his life.
Let me read briefly. He did appear in Playgirl. Testosterone promotes attention.
Yeah, Playgirl. I mean, obviously, girl. That's feminine, right?
Testosterone promotes attention, memory, you got a problem with that,
huh?
Spatial reasoning, and energy. Essentially, it makes you sharper. And of course, it increases libido and muscle mass. So that's why I said muscle mass. When testosterone counts get too low, men can begin to feel fatigued, lose sexual interest, gain weight, and lose muscle mass. In addition, there is a link between low testosterone levels and depression and having pale white, untan testicles.
Come on. I can't believe we're allowing Tucker Carlson to set the topic of conversation. Tucker, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I saw some previews online, and I don't know if they were real or not, but it looked like a big gay parade from the promos of what I saw for Tucker Carlson.
Very homoerotic. Yeah. Tucker broadening his prospects.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, but let's just be real.
Come back, more Devils.
All right. Want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts!
You know what, in my brief experience, you know what gets women going is arguing with them. You know what, in my...
What's that?
I don't know, son, but it's got great, big nuts! Hot, salty nuts!
You're gonna love my nuts.
That's disgusting. Put it away, please. We don't do that here.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. Toll free, 844-967-2789. Rowdy Roddy Piper in John Carpenter's They Live. Now, there was a man's man.
Don't know the reference. I know Rowdy.
You
Roddy
just heard
Piper.
The promo. I came here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. I'm all out of bubblegum. That's from They Live, the movie with Rowdy Roddy Piper. Come on, man.
You've edified me.
All right. You learned something today, man. You can check it off your list and go party.
Here's something else I've learned today. Causes of low T. Probable causes of low T.
Okay.
As Tucker Carlson's now doing specials with tanning up the testicles. Apparently that's supposed to be one of the solutions. Pollution was certainly mentioned in this health article. Obesity. Rising obesity rates amongst American men. And, you know, it's not just an American problem, but it's definitely an American problem. And the reduction in smoking levels. Smoking increases your testosterone.
Smoking what?
Cigarettes. And increases testosterone. So the fact that the American people, as a rule, smoke a lot less than they used to, cigarettes.
So the old studies were perhaps... But not biased, but leaning towards that way because of so much smoke? Is that a question that was beyond the norm?
In part, you can increase your testosterone levels by smoking cigarettes.
What about smoking weed? Can you increase your testosterone levels by smoking weed?
I've actually heard it's just the opposite.
Oh, really?
I've heard that can have feminizing qualities, and actually I think it's the opposite. I think it lowers your testosterone level. That's why you're a lover and not a fighter. 844-967-2789. As long as I got these pipes, no question about
mine. Oh, come on,
that's
terrible.
My kid makes me flex all the... Oof, it's kind of...
Yeah,
nice.
I mean, you have a bicep. That's about it. You got a big neck, too. A thick neck.
Yeah, I earned that thick neck.
Well, you got to carry that big melon of yours around.
One of the ways I earned that thick neck. It's clearly a sign of... testosterone. I heard, although I haven't confirmed this, I hear baldness also a sign of high T.
Really? I'm not sure that's the case.
Pretty clear.
I don't think so.
No, I read that once. I'm pretty sure. I saw it on a napkin. 844-967-2789, along with the Foxconn contract written by Mr. Low T himself, Scotty Wanker. No, I'm talking about completely bald, not that male pattern yarmulke baldness in the back that Wanker's got. Ross from Middleton, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Ross.
Hey, you guys. My theory is that it's a women's communist conspiracy. I think contraceptions, all that estrogen and stuff that they take every day is in the water, kind of like that Dr. Strangelove and that one guy where he's talking about the fluoridation and it's in the water. And I'm thinking all that estrogen floating around in our water might be feminizing us, but that's my going.
Ross, I never drink water. I make it a point. No water.
Yeah, because Diet Mountain Dew is really good for you, I'm sure. Really, in the green soda really increases your T levels,
it's
huh,
jet
Ross?
Fuel, Ross. That's jet fuel. That and the cigarettes, I don't smoke anymore. I've smoked in my life. Not a smoker, per se.
Yeah. So it's who knows? I mean, you know, I mean, God, I mean, in some ways, it's got to be horrible if you're trying to have a kid, you know, and going through all that fertility treatment. But I sometimes in the back of my mind, I think there's a few too many of us on the planet. But I don't want to be too negative.
Ross, that was not a problem at my household.
Thanks for the call, man. 844-967-2789. But again, a conversation about hormone levels historically and where we're at now in both men and women, I think are totally legitimate and interesting conversations. And as mentioned, the pollutions and plastics and all the other stuff that goes in the air and goes in the water and goes into us, I think those are valid. But how it pertains to a political movement, I think, is the more important concern or thought as it pertains to Tucker Carlson and Fox News. I mean, why is this, as you mentioned, Crudy, you brought up, you know, authoritarian types, this is something that they talk about. In some regards, it's almost like the pedophile thing that they're all the Republicans are always blaming other people for. It's you dehumanize people, you make them other, and it becomes a talking point, and you can just then generalize and try to push through whatever political agenda you're going after. So, you know, I don't want to be lectured to. I mean, as far as I know, Tucker Carlson is not any sort of study on hormones in human beings. So I don't believe what he has to say on the topic. Although it's an important
that guy
topic.
Totally legit. The guy
red light. I mean, when Kid Rock is laughing at you because you're talking about tannic testicles. I mean, when Kid Rock thinks you're full of crap, you are so monumentally full of crap.
Yeah, Kid Rock had to mock Tucker about the tan testicles. Apparently that's supposed to be a cure.
And this fake manliness. I mean, a guy like Donald Trump, who is the squishiest, softest, roundest, whitest dude I have ever seen. I don't know if that guy could do a push-up. Remember in the beginning of Stripes when Bill Murray was doing the push-ups, you could only do a couple, and he had to, you know, go to the army and get
money.
In shape.
Yeah.
He was like 30 years old. But he comes up, oh, I would have.
Well, damn, I think you're suffering from low T or low G, one or the other. 844. 967-2789, but it's a great expression on his face.
He is frozen in the best pose.
And he doesn't even know, I suspect. I bet he's still talking to himself. Appreciate you all listening to this side of the conversation. And see, Mr. Low T there, because he can't defend himself.
See, all the things I hear about, you know, putting sun on parts of your body that are, you know, undisclosed are on the other side of the taint, let's say. Those are things that I've seen before getting sun and using that to get vitamin D directly into you. I've never heard of the testicles before.
Well, no.
I mean, I've heard of testicles before, but not.
You don't watch enough of the Foxy News, apparently.
I'm never going to.
You know, I'm going to have a fine guest tomorrow from 3:30 to 4 o'clock Central Time. His name is Congressman Mark Pocan, my congressman from Wisconsin's 2nd CD. And then I'm hopping in the car. I'm going down to State Street, Madison, because tomorrow it's 420, baby. And I'm celebrating 420 and knuckleheads. I'll be there at 420. I'm going live. Come on down and see me there. Got specials all day long. It's a circle the calendar kind of day. 420, it's a big day. Really big day. Some of us think it's a big day.
Happy holidays, everyone.
It's even for our conservative friends. Believe me, it's okay.
I don't know if I mentioned this. Happy holidays.
Be a bro. Celebrate 420. Thank you, Dominic.
Also, happy holidays.
Joining most of this show. You know, Dom couldn't even put in a full hour of work this week. Thank you, Evan. Thank you, Fancy Brian. Don't forget, Busted Pencil is coming up soon. Native Roots Radio coming up next. Keep it locked right here. 420 Eve. Yeah, it's a Tuesday, Dom. I knew it was Tuesday. Thanks for listening.
Sign on with the devil.
I'm Satan reincarnated. Who's bad?